Blog Talk Radio.
In due time.
But I won't complain, no. I fall down on my knees, call out his name and say, I have no doubt, Lord, you're gonna bring me out, Lord. I have no doubt that my God will deliver me. My needs, I shall receive according to his riches and glory.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, good morning, and good night to some. I am your host, Minister Derek B. Holder from Kingdom Insight and Truth Global Ministry. And today's message is a very powerful message and a message that it's very needed to be heard, that men and women and children will be set free. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message, which in my own self, it's hard to minister. In my own self, it's hard to share. In my own self, it's hard to believe that we are in a time where these things are happening. But I pray and I believe, God, that the captives will be set free, that the word will go forth, and those that are in bondage will be free indeed. Because you said in your word, who the Son set free is free indeed. So I thank you right now, God, as your word go forth, men and women and children will be set free, and they will live a kingdom-driven, accomplished life here on earth and receive that which is given to them to walk in the authority, the dominion. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Well, today's message is a little bit, I want to say, hard to to share, because it talks about there is a false spirit running around that has attached itself to so-called men and women of God, disguised as a fathering spirit. It is a spirit of domination, which is not from God, but the devil wrapped up in the people's pride and ego. Many are committing a fraud, using the word of God to dominate over men and women and children. Glory. Having them call them spiritual mothers and fathers, and when the word of God, when the word of God makes it clear, you have only one spiritual father, who is God in heaven. It's hard to believe that we're living in that time, but even in the, I'll say, biblical time or time of old, you had the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they lived that way. And I'm just so thankful for the word of God. And even my dear brother, Myron Mason, he shared a little while ago, excuse me, he shared, and he's a true ambassador for the kingdom of God. He shared in Luke 22 and 25 to 26, and it says unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors, but ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as that though who serve. Well, if you can just hold your belt and just listen. Because what God is saying here in the word, and I'm going to give it to you in a message. And in fact, I'm not going to even repeat it. I'm going to actually play it on the audio so that you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah.
Religious Fashion Shows, Chapter 23. Now Jesus turned to address his disciples, along with the crowd that had gathered with them. The religion scholars and Pharisees are competent teachers in God's law. You won't go wrong in following their teachings on Moses. But be careful about following them. They talk a good line, but they don't live it. They don't take it into their hearts and live it out in their behavior. It's all spit and polish veneer. Instead of giving you God's law as food and drink by which you can banquet on God, they package it in bundles of rules, loading you down like pack animals. They seem to take pleasure in watching you stagger under these loads and wouldn't think of lifting a finger to help. Their lives are perpetual fashion shows, embroidered prayer shawls one day and flowery prayers the next. They love to sit at the head table at church dinners, basking in the most prominent positions, preening in the radiance of public flattery, receiving honorary degrees, and getting called doctor and reverend. Don't let people do that to you, put you on a pedestal like that. You all have a single teacher, and you are all classmates. Don't set people up as experts over your life, letting them tell you what to do. Save that authority for God. Let him tell you what to do. No one else should carry the title of father. You have only one father, and he's in heaven. And don't let people maneuver you into taking charge of them. There is only one life leader for you and them, Christ. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. Frauds. I've had it with you. You're hopeless, you religion scholars, you Pharisees. Frauds. Your lives are roadblocks to God's kingdom. You refuse to enter and won't let anyone else in either. You're hopeless, you religion scholars and Pharisees. Frauds. You go halfway around the world to make a convert, but once you get him, you make him into a replica of yourself, double damned. You're hopeless. What arrogant stupidity. You say, if someone makes a promise with his fingers crossed, that's nothing. But if he swears with his hand on the Bible, that's serious? What ignorance. Does the leather on the Bible carry more weight than the skin on your hands? And what about this piece of trivia? If you shake hands on a promise, that's nothing. But if you raise your hand that God is your witness, that's serious. What ridiculous hair splitting. What difference does it make whether you shake hands or raise hands? A promise is a promise. What difference does it make if you make your promise inside or outside a house of worship? A promise is a promise. God is present, watching and holding you to account regardless. You're hopeless, you religion scholars and Pharisees. Frauds. You keep meticulous account books, tithing on every nickel and dime you get. But on the meat of God's law, things like fairness and compassion and commitment, the absolute basics, you carelessly take it or leave it. Careful bookkeeping is commendable, but the basics are required. Do you have any idea how silly you look? Writing a life story that's wrong from start to finish? Nitpicking over commas and semicolons? You're hopeless, you religion scholars and Pharisees. Frauds! You burnish the surface of your cups and bowls so they sparkle in the sun, while the insides are maggoty with your greed and gluttony. Stupid Pharisee, scour the insides, and then the gleaming surface will mean something. You're hopeless, you religion scholars and Pharisees. Frauds! You're like manicured grave plots, grass clipped and the flowers bright, but 6 feet down, all rotting bones and worm-eaten flesh. People look at you and think you're saints, but beneath the skin, you're total frauds. You're hopeless, you religion scholars and Pharisees. Frauds! You build granite tombs for your prophets and marble monuments for your saints. And you say that if you had lived in the days of your ancestors, no blood would have been on your hands. You protest too much. You're cut from the same cloth as those murderers and daily add to the death count. Snakes, reptilian snakes. Do you think you can worm your way out of this? Never have to pay the piper? It's on account of people like you that I send prophets and wise guides and scholars generation after generation. And generation after generation, you treat them like dirt, greeting them with lynch mobs, hounding them with abuse. You can't squirm out of this. Every drop of righteous blood ever spilled on this earth, beginning with the blood of that good man Abel, right down to the blood of Zechariah, Berechiah's son, whom you murdered at his prayers, is on your head. All this, I'm telling you, is coming down on you, on your generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, murderer of prophets, killer of the ones who brought you God's news. How often I've ached to embrace your children. The way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And you wouldn't let me. And now you're so desolate. Nothing but a ghost town. What is there left to say? Only this. I'm out of here soon. The next time you'll see me, you'll say, oh, God has blessed him. He's come, bringing God's rule.
Wow.
Routine hit.
Wow. That is the word of God coming from the Message Bible audio. It makes you go, wow. I tell you, it's been heavy on my spirit, man, to see these pastors, leaders parade as they have already arrived and accomplished where they need not to learn anything else. Not even applying the word that they teach. I had a problem within that caused me to speak and to share what I'm sharing now. And I was thinking it was me, but it was not only me, it was God who had a problem with those who see themselves as great teachers and scholars and better than others, when the word of God said for us to continue to humble ourselves, for us to take the low place and he will exalt us, for us to live with one another in unity and love, not to put one over another, but to be in unity, one another, going forth together. Father, yes, there's one Father. The Word of God states that we only have one spiritual Father, which is in heaven. You may have those who they mentor you or encourage you, or they help with your progress of learning the Word. But to call them Father is to not call the Heavenly Father, Father. Even Jesus came as Son of the Living God. So if Jesus is Son of the Living God, that makes us Son of the Living God also. It doesn't make us Father of the Living God. It makes us sons of the Living God. Naturally, when we birth a child or we help with the process of birthing a child, we become their father. But spiritually, it's God who births children in this earth, even as he birthed Jesus, and Jesus became Son of the Living God. So all those who call themselves spiritual fathers, repent from that. Come away from that. Spiritual mothers, come away from that. Organizing organizations and alliances that you have those under you as spiritual sons and daughters, repent of that. That is nothing but the enemy using you to have domination, dominating, to dominate over people. In the kingdom of God, we're called to have dominion, yes, over ourselves. Over Satan, over sin, over situations and circumstances. But nowhere in the gospel of the kingdom, in the Bible, in the information that God has given us, in the spirit that we're supposed to dominate over another person. Even a husband and a wife, we don't dominate over one another. We submit to one another. Yes, there's order to keep things in order, but there's not an order to dominate. Domination and manipulation and control of another person is witchcraft. We have gone too far. We need to come back. Yes, we're traveling the world, as the word said. Yeah, we're going over there making people converts, but we make them worse than we are because they follow the same instructions, the same pattern, the same doctrine, and the doctrine that caused people to be under instead of being overcomers. Yes, we promised them breakthrough and they'll be just like us. But God never told another man to be like another man. He told us to follow Jesus as Jesus is taking the thoughts of the Father and speaking the thoughts of the Father for us to live. Yes, we're sons, we're daughters. Yes, we're kingly priests, kings and queens. Yes, we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. As we walk out the kingdom of God here on earth, because the kingdom is now and to come. We missed it. We missed it. For those that are listening, repent and flee from those who try to make you a less than. Flee from men who causes you or try to make you their servant. We serve one another, but there's no little me and big you. We all serve together. Even the fivefold ministry is the body. The fivefold ministry is called to equip the body to do the work of the ministry. It's not called to set up headship where the apostle is the head person and then the pastor submit to the apostle and then the prophet submit to the pastor and then the teacher submit to no. That's not how the Word of God explains it. That's not how the Spirit is presenting it. That may be how men are presenting it. But we're supposed to be together as one, brothers and sisters. This message may be hard for those and for many to receive, but we missed it. We need to repent now. We need to come out of this man-made denomination, religion, and doctrines. Even we have made the kingdom ministry message in such a same way as those did with the apostolic ministry, where you have the apostle over everybody running everything, and then you have the prophet prophesying over everybody and calling all the shots. What in the world has happened? What in the heaven? This is not of God. Repent, repent, repent. I may lose listeners. I may have caused those to be angry and upset with me. But don't hear me. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying concerning God's kingdom, concerning the kingdom of heaven, concerning the kingdom of God, concerning the ethics in the kingdom of God. Yes, there's an order. We do things in decency and order. Yes, we love one another. Yes, we help, we encourage, we equip. But God never called us the Lord over another person. And it's so sad when you see that lordship over another person when Jesus is supposed to be the only one that we call Lord and that is lording. And even the way Jesus Lord and God lords, lords over her, he gives us a choice. He gives us a choice to choose heaven or hell, to walk with him or walk against him. For those who are walking against him, you have an opportunity and a choice to repent. Come out of this that you have tangled yourself in. Yes, we know the enemy has used a spirit to attack those that are in leadership, that are caught up in their ego and pride, that are caught, that has come to a point where people idolize them and people worship the man instead of worshiping the man of Jesus Christ. The man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. We're supposed to worship God in spirit and truth. And the reason there is a kingdom insight and truth is to bring kingdom insight and truth. The kingdom insights truth. The mandate is to share the gospel of the kingdom that will set the captives free. To bring truth, not a lie. To expose the lie. To pull down the strongholds. To help remove the blinders on the eyes of people, that their ears can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus living in you. It's about the kingdom residing within you. Let's stop playing church. In fact, God never even called it the church. It's the ecclesia, the called out, the set apart. Let's speak the word as it is. Let's live this life according to the word of God. Let's be led by the Spirit and not by our flesh. Let's live. Yes, God has given us all things to enjoy, but all things that are wholesome, that are respectful. Let's think on those things that are good and of good report. Let's live in unity with one another. Let's love God like never before. God said, love him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and then love our neighbors as ourselves. But we cannot love God and say we hate our neighbor. We cannot even love ourselves unless we love God. So God has asked us, commanded us, shared with us to love him. And as my dear brother, Brother Michael Juju said, if you love God, you love his word. And if you love his word, you obey his word. You hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and you live it. And these in action. In fact, it's better to see a message than hear a message. Seeing a message is a lifestyle. When you see someone, you see the lifestyle of the gospel, the kingdom in operation. That becomes your MO, your mode of operation. That becomes your thinking. That becomes your speaking. We're called to do great things. And we're not called to build the kingdom of God or build our kingdom. We're called to expand the kingdom that's already been built. The foundation is already in place. So what do? We repent from our sins. We turn around. We make a 180. We acknowledge that we're sinners and we have sinned. And we repent of our sins and we acknowledge Jesus as Lord, Savior, Owner, Master, and King. And then we receive his Spirit. In fact, it was the Spirit of God that drew you to Jesus. And Jesus took you to the Father so that you would be saved and could be saved. So now we live this kingdom-driven life according to the word of God, being led by the Spirit, not by man, no longer in bondage to man or the devil. Again, who the Son of God has set free is free indeed. We're sons, we're daughters, we're citizens of the kingdom of God. In fact, you cannot be born again unless you accept Jesus as Lord, owner, master, savior, and king. That's the first step of salvation, of coming into the kingdom of God. The first step is salvation. The first step is salvation. And then you begin to receive and acknowledge your identity as a son, as a daughter, as a child of the king, as a citizen of the kingdom, as a believer, as a saint. It's that important that we hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, the words that were spoken, and even the words from Matthew 23 message from the audio, was that was from you, God. That was your word, God. Yes, it may be interpreted from a understanding a message or today's message or today's understanding, but that's your word, God. So we grab hold of your word, God, and we live your word. We repent. And even some months ago, I repented for the way that I was sharing the gospel of the kingdom and the way many were sharing the gospel of the kingdom, because we were sharing it like a damnation and hell brimstone message. We were beating people over the head with the message of the kingdom. We were tearing down everything they knew and everything they believed. And we didn't have the love. It's about loving people where they are, that they can come where God is, and that we can share truth that can set them free. I'm thankful that I'm born again. I'm thankful that I got born again, and I'll say a church of God in Christ. I was born again before in another denomination. But the denomination is not how I got born again. I got born again by the word of God. So I thank God for everyone that's born again because of the word of God, because the word of God said it would return not void. It would accomplish everything it's sent to accomplish if we receive the word of God. So now's time for us to receive what the Lord is saying, that we may be free. And for those that are listening, you can be free. You can walk in victory. When you got born again, your breakthrough was presented to you to walk in. The blessings of God was presented to you to walk in. The peace of God was given to you to walk in. The righteousness of God was given to you. In fact, the righteousness was a gift. Hallelujah. It was a gift that God gave us, just like the kingdom of God. It was God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom of God, his kingdom, his righteousness, his peace, his joy, the fruits of the Spirit that we should be operating in every day, every moment, every second. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today, and I give you all the praise and the honor for the work that you begun, that you will finish the work in us, that men, women, and children will be set free like never before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, I am Brother Derek Holder, an ambassador for the kingdom of God, and I do love you, and I thank God for the work that he begun in you and in me, and we will continue to do what God has called us to do. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have a great day. God bless.